Hey!
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 I don't use a monitor, that's why.
Oh shit,
what? Yeah. Oh, it's not empty. Or it is empty.
Welcome to the Dad Podcast! Chad and I are live together. Little live boys. In the same cramped space.
It's not a big area.
Guys, you have to follow me. Well, shoot, this is all going to be gone by the time they hear this.
Yeah, it will.
We'll put it on the YouTube, but on my Snapchat story, this is why you need to follow me in the future. I gave a tour of Chad's house and his room, and there's some stains on your shorts there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's from a pen.
It's from a pen? What's that one from?
couldn't tell you.
I don't think I'd want to know. Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 37, guys. This is going to be fun. We're together exclusively now. And we're going to have a guest on later.
Oh, my God. I already regret all of this.
Chad's the one drinking.
I am, yeah, and I'm feeling good.
I've been awake for a long time.
Yeah, Cam's a little... Cam's like hyper.
Is this a detached Nintendo Wii nunchuck?
No, it's for my VR headset.
You have a VR headset?
Yeah, somewhere over.
I don't know where it is.
Have you?
Yeah, I used it for porn.
That was my very first question. You're lying.
Huh?
This is. Oh,
no,
you're
that's
right.
That's a VR for a VR headset.
Whoa, that's a direct ripoff of a Nintendo Wii.
Oh yeah.
Nunchuck controller. Oh, should we turn that fan off?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to sweat like pig boys, but I'm going to turn that off.
You go up in the... No, but then we'll hear ambulance... Ambuli.
Ambuli?
Yeah.
Amber Lamps?
Amber Lynn.
Hey, guys. So, welcome to the Dad Podcast. Oh, that chair always freaks me out every time.
It just goes down a little
bit. It looks like we're about to start tripping.
Yeah. What?
Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh.
What's tripping?
It's like scissoring for lesbians. That's what it looks like, because that's how we have to...
Our legs are nearly intertwined.
That's how we have to sit next to each other right now. But Chad...
Because we're at one desk.
Yeah. How have you been in 3 days?
Well, it's weird to be talking to you face to face now.
No, I just want to laugh the whole time.
I know, me too. I love this.
This is giggly episode.
It's weird. I need to not see you. I need a partition. Petition for a partition.
Dolly partition. I got a partition ticket. Parking partition.
Use those boobies for partitions.
Floating device is...
Just big boob.
You could use...
Big boobs.
I mean, famously so.
Yeah.
Those
are nat... Were those... Is that like... Was that the thing that they were just big?
I don't know, because they're still there.
Yeah.
They're still in the same place.
Yeah. I don't care either way. I'm just wondering if, why...
Well, I have...
Why were they such a big deal?
Well, I mean, because they're... they have their own gravitational pull.
You could say that.
If you drop change around Dolly Parton, it'll come back around.
Or Stevie Nicks. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I was thinking a Fleetwood Mac lyric with something about coming back around. Doesn't matter. Okay, so I...
I'm looking him right in the
eye. I hate looking you right in the eye. I fucking hate this.
Oh, I'm already sweating.
Well, I do. Me too. Well, I do have a couple updates. I've also been drinking. That's not helping.
Oh, that's right. Give me one more pull.
So, okay.
And then let me have a drink of this.
Huh? Oh. It's penis touch joke. Thanks.
I haven't had whiskey in a while.
Well, it's bourbon.
Oh, I haven't had bourbon in longer.
Well, it's Kentucky Straight Bourbon whiskey. This episode brought to you by Jim Beam. Are you depressed? Sad? Maybe trying to get over somebody?
Do you have a dad bod?
Or do you have a dad bod? Try some Jim Beam.
Are you tripping with your boys?
It'll really...
Tripping with your boys is the name of this episode.
Are you tripping with your boys on a Friday night? I think you all should just try a little bit of Jim Beam. Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Yeah, what do you
Anyway, mean? Yeah, so today I found out I did not get the job in Austin.
What the shit?
Yeah,
God, I'm sorry.
God hates
me. I don't think that's the case.
If he's there.
He's not the Old Testament God anymore.
He sure don't like me.
Well, maybe give him a chance.
No, fuck.
Whoa.
Almost said it.
The episode almost title was almost fuck God.
Okay.
So if anyone is tuning in because they saw the title that says featuring China Fry that we know from Marion, like that maybe he's never listened before and they just heard that, maybe give us a call sometime. Chad clearly needs.
I messed up. Okay. All right. I wasn't gonna say fuck, our Lord and Savior exclusively. I was gonna say, fuck that, fuck off. Like that's what I was. Like it's like what's.
So if God was standing in front of you, you would say fuck off.
And, no.
No.
I would be like, oh.
Oh.
I would have a lot of questions. I'd be like, hey. Where you been, buddy?
Dude, okay.
We don't have to get into it. We really shouldn't get into it.
Are these colognes or shots?
Those are colognes, for sure.
I'm gonna... I love that one.
I dare you to take it like a shot.
No! Calvin Klein's obsession would not taste good.
My sister gave those to me for Christmas like 6 years ago, and I still have never thrown them away.
So can I have them?
Or use them. No.
Okay.
Someday I might.
So you're a hoarder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's fair. So you found out that you didn't get the job in Austin.
I did not get the job in Austin, but I'm going to... It really wasn't the best... Like, there are better opportunities.
Yeah. Did they say why?
Did they listen
to the podcast?
I hope not. They just said they were more qualified people.
What if they listened to the podcast?
I don't think that would be it. Wow. Yeah, I don't think that would be the problem. Anyway... Let's not talk about it.
Okay.
Because it's very frustrating.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just...
Man, that's twice now I've asked you how your week was, and you came back with bad
Not good
news.
Answers. Well, that's what sticks out to me, is the negative these last couple weeks.
We can all learn from that.
Yeah.
Sometimes
just drink it away.
That's not what I was going to say.
That's what I'm doing. not really.
I went out with that girl that I mentioned two episodes ago, and she's so pretty... that I went home and I immediately went to the gym.
That's incredible.
And then after the gym, I immediately went to Wendy's.
That's incredible.
And after Wendy's, I immediately went to the bathroom.
And after the bathroom...
I immediately took a shower.
And after the shower...
I immediately stayed up for 4 more hours because I knew I had to wake up at 5. No,
oh.
That's not... No.
No.
No! No.
Doesn't take 4 hours.
That
took 20 minutes.
Well, it
then
doesn't.
3 hours 40 minutes. I was up just doing not
if
shit.
If it took 4 hours, maybe just stop.
Yeah, maybe give up.
Maybe you're not into anything.
Yeah, maybe you're asexual. And that's
yeah,
okay.
Maybe like
there are people that are asexual. And that's
maybe
fine.
It's fake and it doesn't work.
The penis?
Yeah. Maybe I don't know.
Never thought about it that way.
I mean, I've never tried to. Hey, everyone who we may know who clicked on this title because of the title saying featuring China Fry.
Mark, I'm sorry.
Mark, I was specifically... We're on the same way. I think it's because we're so close to tribbing that
he would love this.
Mark would love this.
Yeah.
Mark, if you're listening right now, hey, let me know.
AJ, China's father... I'm so sorry.
I don't know if I've met you, sir, but I apologize.
She's associated with this filth.
At all.
All we've done is talk about jerking off for at least the last 5 minutes.
Jim Beam jerking off and tribbing.
Yeah, this is for real men over here at the Dad Podcast.
Yeah, this is why we don't record in the same room.
Yeah.
Not the fact that I live 6 hours away. But
yeah, and that's
because this is what happens.
Five,
you're right, from here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Here. I have another hour left in my drive today.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So she was real pretty.
Huh?
She was really pretty. The girl.
Oh, with you on a date.
Yeah. It was good. I would like there to be more. I don't understand what she wants. Cause she asked me out.
Yeah.
And we went. And she's really cool. But she is 19.
Really?
Yeah. Why does this keep happening to me? What do I... I think I died when I was 19. 5 years ago.
I don't think that's it.
I think it was a bad time in my life. I think I know I, like, have been mentally stunted since then. But I think I'm dead, and I'm a ghost. And all these 19-year-old girls are like, I can fix you, ghost. I'm like Jimmy the Friendly Teenage Ghost.
That's a really funny. Okay, so a couple things I need to address here. One, dude, ghosts aren't real.
Okay, prove it.
Okay, prove they're real.
That's fair.
Huh, okay, that's what I thought. Two, you're definitely alive, because if you were dead...
Maybe in...
You'd be dead.
Maybe, no, maybe I am dead, and you're saying that because you're part of my truth. And I'm the only one that exists, but
somebody,
I'm dead.
Somebody's watched Life of Pi too many times. All right,
Life of Pi is so good, and that has nothing to do with what I was just saying.
I don't know.
Every time I, like, bend down, I'm like, it looks like I'm about to just go to town. For everyone who clicked on...
For everyone from our hometown who's clicked... All the locals out there, I'm sorry.
All you locals. But no, that's okay. That's what we've been doing. We've already been talking for like 12 minutes. Let me see if our special guest accepted. She did. She accepted my Skype friend request.
Good.
Are you ready to call her up?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey everyone. So, this is China Fry. I'm drunk. I went to high school with China. She's a year younger. She graduated from Purdue in Indiana. If people know what that is. Some of our listeners probably have no fucking clue, and that's okay. But, yeah, China, and that's her name. I know. It sounds different. It's fine. It's a cool name.
What is happening?
Cool person. I'm trying to give a bio off the cuff here. So China's cool, and she's my friend, and she's Cam's friend, and we did some theater stuff with her in high school. And speaking of theater... Now she lives in LA and she's pursuing that full time.
Boom.
Right? Boom. Well, you have a job, but like, you know, like you're doing auditions and stuff for theater or for like acting gigs, right?
Yeah. I mean, theater, there's a lot of film out here. There is some theater, but it's not like, and most of them don't pay anything. So,
yeah, they don't have like Broadway out there.
No. Also, they have traveling shows, not yet. But not really.
China Fry.
I think Broadway's just going to stay in New York City, huh?
There's a Broadway in every town.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, the Broadway.
Yeah, you dumbass. Not like a street. Jesus.
Well, I mean, it is a street.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. China is pursuing that. And she does these, like, videos on Vimeo.
Boom.
Vimeo? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, Vimeo.
How do you say that?
Vimeo. I think Vimeo is right.
I just go to the damn website. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vimeo.com.
Yeah, we mentioned China Fry or China California before.
But now.
Yeah, now we have
the starlet.
Ooh. So China promoted up and congrats on self-renewing for a second season. I saw that.
Thank you. Thank you.
How big was your contract?
Oh, it was about 0 pages. yeah, so we just finished season one, and we'll probably start filming new episodes later this year. But instead of, because what we were doing at the beginning of this year was we would film on the weekend, and okay, no one can see this, but Chad and Cameron are trying to share a headphones, and it's, I wish everyone could see it. It's not working very well. Anyway, okay.
I forgot you couldn't hear.
Can you hear?
No.
I can hear.
Trying to keep going. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. So, yeah, so we would film, like, a half day or sometimes a whole day on Saturday, and then Andrew would have to edit on Sunday, and it was a really stressful schedule. This time we're going to just film everything over the course of a couple months and then release them at the start of 2018.
That's cool.
Oh, shit. That's
exciting.
That's awesome. That's a good idea, for one.
Yep.
But for two,
Yeah, I'm excited about that. So how early in 2018?
I think January. I think January is my goal. I'm not going to make any promises, but right now that's what we're thinking.
Yeah, you can't make promises on release dates like Chad Hoy over here.
Okay, so...
China, did you donate to Chad Hoy's EP?
I don't remember. I don't think that I did. I'll be honest. Okay. I heard people like talking about Chad's EP and giving him a hard time about it. And I was like, why is everyone giving Chad a hard time about his EP? And then I found out about the GoFundMe thing. I think somehow
it was crowdfunded. Yeah. That's why people are so shitty. Not shitty. Shitty's not a good word. But like, yeah. Well, maybe shitty.
I think so. I think that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, it's been a year. But literally, I've done everything I can do on it. Like, so I'm just waiting on all these assholes. Sorry, my friends. to finish everything.
So, are you going to pull a Netflix and release all of it at once, or are you going to still do like the kind of weekly or bi-weekly uploads?
No, we'll do probably a weekly rollout. Cool. I think we usually get better views and better, more attention, like the longer it is between episodes.
Yeah.
Not like too long, but you give it like 2 weeks, then people are generally like, oh yeah, I missed this thing.
Yeah. That's definitely how I would always respond to it. I barely get on Facebook, but when I do, I feel like every time I got on, there was a new episode. And I was like, oh, sick. And it was like at the top of my feed. And I'm like, all right, I got to watch this one. It's very fun. Everyone needs to go check it out. Where can they find it exactly, China?
Let me think. I think if you just type in Vimeo and China, my name is C-H-Y-N-N-A, California, it'll pop up.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So go do that, everybody. It's very fun. I mean, we've talked about, like, Chad and I make music on this show. Like, China and Andrew make these web series. They are funny. They're very funny. And support your friends and support your friends' friends. Yeah. And don't go away from me, Chad.
I need you.
No, we're sweating together.
Cameron, your breath stinks.
I know, dude. I had buttered noodles. I'm getting drunk on your Jim Beam breath, baby.
I'm so sorry. Like,
this is just going to have to happen.
Keep talking.
Yeah. So I was how...
through my mouth.
When you made these... there are a lot of fun plots to each episode.
Mm-hmm.
Are these based on true stories at all?
Some of them are like very loosely based on real life encounters.
Cool.
Like, for example, the Uber driver. So Uber drivers out here are crazy, and most of them are actors or dancers or some kind of performer. And I've had Uber drivers. There was one guy, he was a dancer, and we were driving. He was talking all about his dancing. There were other people. It was a pool, so there were other people in the car. And he was like, hey, do you guys, like, want to see some of my dancing? He pulled over to the side of the road, like, unprompted, and he showed us three of his Instagram dancing videos.
At least he didn't do it while you were driving.
Yeah. Yeah, at least he didn't. Yeah,
like the Uber driver?
Did you, like, one-star him?
No, I don't have the heart to do it. I always think I'm going to do that on those kind of people. I think I still give them 5 stars.
Wow. I don't think I've
given even 4 stars to people who deserve it.
China Fry, what a nice gal.
Not me.
All right, Chad, I'm leaving.
Okay, thank God. I'm sorry.
I took like 3 screenshots.
You took 3 screenshots. Oh, shoot. Hey, who's the girl who did the music for China California?
Ooh, yeah.
Her name is Erica Matricia. She's fantastic. She's like one of the most talented people I know. She really did an amazing job on the music. She's also acting in some episodes in the series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's great. And she just moved to Alaska, sort of temporarily.
She moved
got a
to
nannying
Alaska?
Job in what? Alaska. Yeah, like a remote area, a resort type place in Alaska. It's very cool.
Wow. Is she single?
As far as I know, she is single.
All right. Looks like I'm moving to Alaska if I have to. Okay, cool. All right. So are we doing Panda Porno? Panda Porno?
Absolutely. But China has to look at me and I can't hear her. This is just a nightmare. But we're making do. On today's
episode of Band or Porno. Sorry, guys, this is a weird episode because Chad and I are in the same room. We have a guest, and one of us can't hear her. But it's okay. You good, China?
Yep, I'm great.
All right. So on today's episode, we're going to have Chad and China compete against each other on a special 20-item list of Band or Porno. We're going to go through them quick. And 20 is easier to count up the percentages than out of 15,
that's
I found.
That's true.
We're
doing 20?
20. Fun maths fact for you. Take the result, multiply by 5.
Yeah, no, that's...
Saw, dude.
Unless you can't multiply 16 by 5 or something, that'd be kind of tough.
No, that's 80.
No, you're wrong.
It's not. You're 16 so times 5 is 80.
You're so bad at math.
16 times 5 is 80!
Since when?
Since forever! China, tell him!
Yeah, Cameron's right.
I know the fucking...
Oh, I was going to say.
I'm fucking...
Why do you look like Zac Efron in this light?
I don't know, but that's the best compliment I've ever had.
This episode's brought to you by Baywatch, starring The Rock and Zac Efron. Go see it in theaters now. Have you seen that movie, China?
No, I think I'll probably skip it.
How dare you?
Either she said no or that she didn't like it. I got two thumbs down.
She's going to skip it, yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
China's really good at the nonverbal communication. I'm appreciating this a lot. Well, I'm sure Cam is, too.
I am. So we're gonna do this, guys. We've got 20. Oh man, I made a good list.
Fuck.
I made a good list.
Not so, good for me.
Chad, you're gonna have to tell me when you and China have both locked your answers in. I'm gonna keep your scores down here. We're gonna kick things off right now with Headsucker Proxy.
Oof.
That's gotta be a band.
Hmm. I'm going to go with porno.
China went with porno.
It's a porno!
Fuck me!
Yes!
This is bullshit. I hate this.
China takes the lead right out the gate.
Oh, it's fine.
Lady Parts.
Band.
That is a band.
Nice.
Good.
China's batting 1,000. Lawn Smell.
Ew.
Band.
Porno.
What'd she say? Porno. It's a band.
Ah, man.
It is.
Well, it is a band. Tied. So we're tied 2-2.
2-2.
We're tied 2-2, and now we're moving on to Two Banging Sisters.
Porno.
What band?
China's showing me letters. I get it. It's a porno!
You can't look at this. Sorry, I was trying to see her. Okay.
Yeah, Two Banging Sisters is definitely a porno.
I should have known.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, but sometimes things are so explicit that I'm like, no way that's a porno. That's too...
Bad. And you've been doing this so long.
That's too stereotypical.
Yeah, I feel like you're just second guessing yourself every turn. Leather right. Hymen.
Band.
I'm pretty sure it's sign language for B.
Oh, I don't know sign language, but
God.
What'd you say it was?
I said band.
You both said band? It's a band.
Oh, thank God.
Leather Hymen. I would not want to see that movie.
mean,
All That Jizz.
Porno?
Porno.
You both saying porno? Yep. It is a porno. China is leading 5-4 at this moment. Lesbian Dope Heads on Mopeds.
Band.
Yeah, that's a band.
Okay, I knew it.
You guys
that's like too much for it to
right,
be
that is. That's a big title. Yeah. If it was Lesbian Dope Heads on Mopeds 4, maybe.
Yeah.
Shave the Monkey.
Oh. Woof. Or should I say... Wait, what sound do monkeys make? Instead of woof. Okay,
Instead of woof.
What was it called? Shave the Monkey?
Shave the Monkey.
Oh, Is monkey...
Probably.
A word for vagina? Okay.
It's probably a word for...
I'm going to go band on that.
China.
All right. I'm going to go with porn.
It's a band.
Hell yeah. Tied up.
Ooh, tied up, baby. 6-6. Armageddon it on.
porno.
Yeah, porno.
It's a porno.
That pun is way too good.
It's so good.
For it to be a band.
I'm upset that I didn't think of that. Meat Beat Manifesto. Yeah, I'll take one.
That is a band.
Okay.
I'm going to go with...
It's a band.
Oh, man.
She did. She showed me the
piece. Oh, she showed you?
Oh, sorry. Okay. I didn't say it out loud.
Right? Did you? I'm sorry.
Now you're confusing both of us, China. God damn it.
She said, she said P.
Okay.
It was a band, though. So Chad just snuck ahead. China, you can't let him beat you. He's so bad at this.
Here's the thing about grammar is it's actually snuck isn't a word. Did you know that?
Snuck's not a word?
No.
Is it sneaked?
Yeah, it's sneaked.
That sounds wrong.
Yeah, so her name's not Snooky, it's Sneaky.
Sneaky? I hated that joke.
I just thought of that.
That joke made me sick.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up soon. Because I'm drunk, though. Anyway.
Cake Air Basket.
Wow. Band.
Band. I'll go with band.
It's a band.
Had to be.
Yeah. I don't know what an air basket would be, but I don't really want to know.
It ain't that.
This one's topical. Beauty and the Priest.
Porn, right? Porno?
Starring Emma Wants Some.
Porno.
It is a porno.
Porno.
Good job, you both. You both. Baby boy and baby girl. Here we go. I don't think I've done this one, but they all start to kind of blur when this word's in there. Lip smacking kitten lunch.
Wow. Porno.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with porno too.
It's a band. You both got it wrong.
Fuck me.
I told you I wasn't very good at this game.
Yeah, no, I'm really not, so it's fine.
Bush Hour.
Porno.
Porno.
That is a porno.
Yes.
Well done. Well done.
Like Rush Hour?
I'm assuming. Which isn't even a rhyme. It's just a
different letter.
Yeah. It's like Bush Hour.
Bush Hour. Ugh, Bush Hour 2. Lost New York. Bush Hour 2.
Oh, man. Ejaculate Now.
I'm going to just go with band.
It's a porno. I knew it. China. All right, right now the score is 12 to 10. There are 5 left.
Who's in the lead? Okay.
Chad's in the lead.
That's what I thought, baby.
It's okay, China. I'm pulling for you. I'm rooting for you. Everyone is. I can tell you that much. There are 5 left. You ready?
All right. Yep, in the zone? Ready.
I'm in it.
All right. All you can eat.
Porno. Has to be.
Band.
It's a band!
Yeah.
Dog gamut.
What's up?
Yes. Yes.
What's up? Good job, China.
Thank you.
Anal Destination.
Ugh.
Porno.
Yeah.
China says porno.
Porn.
China says porno. It's a band.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's one of those, like, Final Destination, right?
Yeah, fuck you for that.
That's a band.
You picked that on purpose.
I absolutely picked that on purpose.
You knew it was going to happen.
Gods and Genitals.
Porno.
Band.
It's a porno.
Yes. Darn. It's a porno. I'm going to lose this game.
Chad is back up in the lead. There are 2 left.
Oh, my fidget spinner.
Chad dropped his fidget spinner. We're going to take a quick break.
Whoa. All right, I got it.
All right, he got it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the scores. See that? There you go. It just looks like nothing. Oh, there we go.
It looks like fun.
You're going to like give someone a seizure.
Good.
Wow.
Survival of the fittest, dude.
Survival of the fidgets. All right, these last two are honestly my personal favorites. China, I think you can get both of these, and Chad will miss both of these, and you can tie him today.
Okay.
13 to 11.
All right.
Chad's in the lead. There's 2 left. Lisa Gives Head.
You know what? Band.
I think probably a band, right?
That's a band. That's a band.
It is.
So Chad has 14, right. China has 12. It's okay. Chad's going to win this one.
We don't
beat
know
our
that.
Guest. Right.
We don't know that.
We absolutely know that. There's one left.
What if I get a negative?
I'll give you a negative.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be okay with that.
Okay, you know what? This one's good. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Last one, everybody. Hope everyone at home had their pads and pencils. My baby wants to eat your pussy.
Oh. Poor.
I hate this game.
Band?
It's gone too far. It's a band. Wow. China's showing the... yep. Well, not bad, guys. China, you ended up with a 60%. 12 out of 20.
Not great.
That's an F. But
that's okay.
It's okay. We still love you here on the Dad Podcast. Yep. Chatty got 15 out of 20. That's a 75. How's that feel?
Not bad.
You know what? It feels good to do the best I've ever done.
Technically, yeah. Probably.
Technically, yeah. I only missed 5.
That's the first time you've gotten 15. That's for sure.
Well, yeah. Out of 20.
Yeah.
But if I'd only missed 5 out of 15, then like 10 out of 15. That's why we need to use percentages.
Half of a fifth of those.
I did just drink a half a fifth, a pint.
You did.
So.
Well, that's how we play Bander Porno. China, thanks for playing. Good job.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for letting me play.
I'm a little upset.
What?
I wanted her to win.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't believe you actually won.
Oh, I can't believe you actually won. Fuck you, dude.
It's hard to lose to Chad at this game, but I did it. So that's something.
It's hard to lose to me, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't think so.
Well, China, thank you for joining us. Thank you for telling us about China, California.
Thanks for having
everyone,
me.
Yeah, for everyone out there, China does do funny tweets on Twitter.
Yes.
From time to time. Mm-hmm. And that is, I think if it's you just your name, there. Right? Yeah, so China's Twitter is at China Fry, ChynaNNA. Fry. Yeah, that's it. Okay, and then Vimeo. If you just go to Vimeo.com and search China and then CHYNNA, comma, California. And if you don't know how to spell California, then I don't want you to fucking listen to our podcast. Okay, there's probably a lot of you out there that can't spell California. I'm sure half of a fifth of you can't spell California. So, yeah. China, CHYNNA, comma, and that's the one that looks like a period, but it's got a little tail. And then CALIFORNIA.
There you go. Is there anything else you want to plug while you're here, China?
Nope, I think that's it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. We love you. We love...
You guys?
Wow. I'm so sorry. I'm drunk. We love China, California, and we love China.
We really do.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I love the podcast. I'm a regular listener.
Really?
I really am.
Thank you for listening.
Not every
regularly.
Week, but a lot of weeks.
Okay. No, it's fine if you don't listen every week. I understand.
I wouldn't either.
It is cool that... Yeah, no, I wouldn't. If I didn't like make it, I'd be like, oh, these guys fucking suck. But yeah, no, it's... Thank you for being part of that because... yeah, I mean, we're like fine if it never like gets big, and it probably won't. Like, let's be realistic. But it's just fun. It's just fun doing it.
Yeah,
we just like doing
it.
And we're glad that our friends want to be on it every now and then.
Like, no, you've got people out there listening. That's the same thing with like the web series. It's nice.
Yeah, it's just fun to like have people like be involved at all.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah, cool.
Yep.
Well, thank you for your time. Thanks for being you.
Thanks.
We'll probably plug you again at the end of the episode, but you won't be here for that. But
cool.
This will come out Memorial Day Monday.
Awesome. I'll be looking out for it.
Monday.
Yeah. Monday.
Yeah.
Which is Memorial Day. But yeah.
So,
cool.
Bye.
Bye.
What are you doing? There you go.
I'm closing it.
Okay, yeah.
Bye.
Oh, man, this will be a fun one to edit because I didn't hear half of that.
Yeah, no.
All right, take those cans off, baby boy. We still got some time.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm so stoked. Can I unplug this, do you think? That'd be better, right?
The mic?
Or the headphones.
The headphones.
The headphones, yeah.
That's Am I a dumbass?
Well, I didn't know.
I think I'm going to unplug the mic.
Oh, man. Guys, so...
Leave this in the podcast.
Okay.
This conversation.
That was fun.
No, don't.
That was fun.
I had fun.
Yeah. Guys, for real, though, like, it's always a little weird to, like, have your heroes on your own podcast, but...
Oh, my God.
I just... That was fun. That was really cool. For real, though, you guys need to check out China, California. It's very, very fun. It's quirky.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, the elevator pitch for New Girl, potentially, like what it was. It's got that kind of feel to it. It's charming, and it's quirky, and it's relatable, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, relatable.
Yeah.
Not, like, relatable.
It's a little relatable.
In some ways, yeah. I guess because of, like, the werewolves and stuff. Or not werewolves. Fuck me. Sorry. There's a vampire. There's a vampire in it. The guy that's like, Kyle's a vampire.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
The Uber driver's a magician.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. It's a lot of funny
yeah.
stuff in there. And, like, I do love... I watched the first episode one time. And this is a spoiler alert, so... Just be aware. I keep burping. I watched the first... Please edit this. Okay, so no. I watched the first... Fuck me. So I watched the first episode.
Yes.
And China asked the werewolf man... Oh, that was actually perfect. We just went over. I just realized that she only had till
oh, good.
Four her time, so we were yeah. just over.
And that's 5 minutes.
Just
fast.
Under. Yeah, so that's we're a quick just boy. Under.
Yeah.
Sorry, anyway, edit that out. Okay, so, yeah, so I watched the first episode, and China said to Kyle, like, who's this guy that lives across the hall, I guess, she told him they were talking, and he was outside of her door.
Okay.
And I had watched this in, like, November, December, I forget when they released the first episode, but I had, like, I went on this, like, scary movie binge in October.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, asked for a bunch of, like, suggestions, because, like, I've never really watched horror, because it freaks me out, but I watched, I watched Let the Right One In, in the original, aww. The original Swedish version.
Okay.
Just, and, you want to hold hands?
It felt right.
And, I hate this.
It's hot.
It's warm in here.
Yeah, it's sweaty.
So I watched Let the Right One In, the original, like, Swedish or Finnish or Norwegian or what, fucking, one of those fucking countries.
Yeah.
No offense to anybody there. Yeah, but...
No one from there listens to this.
That's the joke.
Oh. Well,
no offense to anyone there. I confuse all of your countries, because they're all, like, Norway, Sweden, and they're, like, the same area, and they're just kind of all, like, look like dicks a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe leave that one out of your stand-up.
Yeah, I will. Okay, yeah, so...
I thought you were gonna hit me.
I thought about it. Shut up.
All right.
I watched this movie, uh-huh. and the vampire girl told the boy that she had to be invited in. Like, that's, like, some lore about vampires. It's, okay. like, when they're invited, like, when they come, they can't just walk into a room.
Yeah, Twilight covered that.
Yeah, they have to be invited in.
Right.
I did not watch Twilight.
So I did!
God, fucking, let me finish.
You have to invite vampires in.
You have to invite vampires in. And in the first episode of China, California, that took so long. It took so long to get there. It took so long to get there. In the first episode of China, California, the guy Kyle from across the room, she was like, she didn't say, like, come in. I don't remember what happened, but like, basically what happened is he's, like, standing at the doorway, and he's like, do I have to be? And he's like, can I come in? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, I have to be invited in. And she's like, yeah, well, we'll just come in. And I was like, that's weird.
Oh.
He's a vampire.
I just got that.
And I texted China when it happened, and I was like, is Kyle a fucking vampire? Because he had to be invited into the room. And she's like, I actually don't know. Let me ask Andrew, who's, like, her boyfriend, who, like, writes a lot of that and drifts yeah. and stuff. And then she, like, texted me back, like, 10 minutes later, and she's like, yep, he's a vampire.
That's incredible! That's such a good, subtle
I felt bit. Really, yeah, I felt really badass, like, that's recognizing awesome.
That. I just thought it was funny, because, like, He's a goofball.
Weird.
Yeah,
he's
a weirdo. Oh, that's awesome.
I'm a loser, baby.
So why don't you kill
so
me?
So why don't you kill me?
In an age of humans, I am a monkey.
Can we get a beer for me?
Yeah, sure.
You want a beer?
I mean, I would accept a beer if it were presented to me.
We're going to take a short break so we can each get a fat tire out of a can that's in my mini fridge.
Where's your mini fridge? I'll just go get it. Oh, jeez. Are you really? Oh, that was not a bit.
No, I
didn't. You literally piss out the window.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
It's just easy.
Hey, everybody. I know Chad said we were taking a break, but I need to talk about this. When we first came into his room, I asked why the register under one of his windows was a little rusty, and he said...
No, you're cutting this out.
Well, I pee out the window, and after living here for a year and a half, that's just kind of what the residue did to it. And I just thought it was a bit, but at this moment, behind my head, Chad is peeing out the window.
You just sound like Barack Obama.
Yeah, you're not leaving that in.
But just watch me.
Okay, so,
China, California, watch it. Chad, what else do we got to talk about? Do you think we have hate mail? Should we check?
We have one. I can look on my, on my phone.
Go ahead.
All right, this one's from Rogue Riffers.
Yay!
Rogue Riffers has invited you to edit the following... Never mind. Okay,
you got me with that goof.
This one's this one's from John R.
Oh, I know John R.
John R's faithful listener. Thank you. The subject line reads, "My bad, guys." And the body goes on to say, "My bad for not sending you." Also, John sent this on the 23rd, literally like the night we
minutes
were
after we were done.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
He asked me while I was pulling the file from.
Really?
From the app we use. He goes, so funny. Have you recorded yet? And I was like, dude, we just finished it.
Damn. Okay, well, he said, my bad for not sending you some hate mail last episode. I truly feel awful for not being awful to you. A couple of things. If you guys think that ice up the butt is rough, and it is, watch Blue Mountain State on Netflix.
I love PMS!
Me too.
Dude.
Great show, but there's an episode where the football team intentionally overheats themselves so the trainers on the team have to stick an ice rod up their rectums to cool down their core. Truly horrifying stuff, but the show's hysterical. I remember that episode, and I was vividly. Wow, I think that'd be very soothing, actually. I remember thinking that.
I gotta go.
No, you're putting that icicle somewhere soon. Okay, Cam... Congrats on your team making the Stanley Cup for the first time. Super happy for you, dude. I'm really hoping that you guys crush the Penguins. Boom. I say Penguins because I am sure they are going to be beating Ottawa at the time of this email. But actually, they didn't.
It was very close.
And I watched last night, and it was insane.
They lost game six and went into, what, double overtime?
They went into double overtime last night.
That's insane.
This will be out on Monday. So.
When they played.
What's today? Friday? On Thursday.
Yeah. On the day this comes out, the Preds and the Pens play their first game in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, baby.
Oh, in Pittsburgh. We're going to fucking rip from some fucking Predator ass open, baby. I can't wait, dude.
How to catch a Predator.
And then, wow.
Starring Sidney Crosby.
And then John says, Chatty Daddy. Congrats on everything with your job in Austin. I've heard nothing but great things about that area. Good luck. Well, John didn't know what this episode started out with. It's fine.
So John predicted one thing correctly.
Yeah.
One thing incorrectly.
The Penguins. I thought you meant that he's hoping the Preds win.
I meant the Austin thing.
Well, thank you for
reminding me. No, I'm sorry. I was just...
I'm kidding.
I'm giving podcast stats.
Okay, so... He says, he goes on, excuse me.
Excuse Is that me an email?
No.
How do you type that out phonetically?
You don't. I don't know.
U-G-G-G-G-G-H. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, you do the Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 ba-da-dum. And then John goes on to say, I know none of that is hateful, but I feel like sometimes you guys need some encouragement. Keep doing what you do, John. All right, couple things I want to address. Actually, just one thing. John, we don't need encouragement. Fuck you, dude.
I love John.
Actually, thank you so much. That's really nice of you to say. I didn't get the job in Austin. It's fine. I've drank about it. I feel better.
Mm.
I'll still feel like shit tomorrow, but it's okay. Let's be honest, dude.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I feel fine with it tonight. I'm sure tomorrow I'll wake up and be like, fuck, now I have to apply a bunch of other places and hopefully get an interview and hopefully be able to move there. Like, Damn it.
That was aggressive.
And hopefully be able to move there this summer.
Yeah. Or somewhere else. Maybe.
Or somewhere else.
Yeah. Who knows?
Somewhere else.
Just somewhere not here, right, my dude?
I like Indy a lot, but I know I want to go to Austin. Yeah. Specifically. There's a really good music scene. And
yeah, that's fair.
And I have good friends that, like, I couldn't just move anywhere else like I can just move to Austin.
Right.
Unless I live with you guys for a month.
Right.
While I find an apartment, which I guess I could do.
Which two other friends have, but yeah. we won't have a guest room much longer.
Well, for 7 months. 6 months.
They're due in October.
Oh.
That's why I'm here right now. The gender reveal party was Saturday at the time of you hearing this episode.
It's in Indiana?
Yeah. It's at my grandma's house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you're going to be in Ohio.
Or you could have come. Really? I could have?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely. So the pool's open. There will be what? Cake.
I'm skipping.
Good.
I'm not going to Ohio. I'm coming tomorrow.
Good.
Or, yes, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
This guy is meta shit. Let's just talk like we're in the moment. I'm coming tomorrow.
Okay.
On Saturday.
Okay. Did you... That was the most... That sentence sounded like it took so much effort.
Yeah, it did. I'm working overtime. I'm working overtime, baby. I'm working overtime.
You sound like Bill Cosby.
I know. I'm just kidding. It's actually not that hard.
I'm gonna replay literal what you just said though.
I'm working overtime. Leo. Rudy, why don't you go down to the pudding and get the pudding pops?
I haven't heard that in so long.
Me neither. I love saying, when I'm drunk. When I'm drunk, sometimes I'll say, pudding pops! Just over and over. It's kind of like the, making breakfast!
Breakfast!
The guys just say, breakfast!
Breakfast!
I love that
video. I'm not even drunk. I'm just so tired. You look like Zac Efron.
Thank you.
You have the same hair swoopy going on right now.
Thanks, dude.
Damn.
That's so nice of you. I probably weigh 200 more pounds than him, but thank you.
Well, he's got a lot of muscle.
Probably weighs 180, though. I don't weigh 380.
What do you think he weighs?
I weigh 330. I probably weigh 150 more pounds than him, though.
What do you think he looks like soaking wet? Find out in Baywatch in theaters now. Yeah.
Bro, he's good.
Dude, he's... Okay, can I tell you something?
I'm not gay, but I fuck Zac Efron.
I mean... Yeah.
Oh, probably. Why not? Just to say I
could. Oh, for the if the opportunity came up, you know you would. Mm. That's a great story around a campfire with your broad.
One time I banged Zac Efron.
Yeah, they'd be like, dude, no way. Tell me all about it. Hold on, let me take my pants off first. I'm sorry.
That's making a noise.
You have a fidget spinner, but I can't play with the little... I don't want to touch that thing.
Stop tapping it.
As soon as I do that, I'm going to start vaping. It's a gateway fidget.
It's not a gateway fidget. It's really funny, though.
Thank you. What's the point?
ADD, dude.
No.
It's pretty cool, though.
I want a fidget cube, but that's because I have anxiety. He's putting his tongue on it. I never want to touch that thing again now. He's literally tongue-punching it. For all of you who clicked on this video because of the title saying
featuring China.
Not like anyone who did is still listening. Let's be honest. China's gone. China's they're gone. But we still get that download. What's on it?
What up, baby?
Man.
Thank you for considering us.
For an Emmy.
Yeah.
So, Chad, I went to the gym for the first time in 2 months yesterday.
2 months.
2 months. And I've never... I'm going to say this out loud right now, and everyone's going to judge me.
Oh, no.
I have seen one South Park Vagina. Episode.
Oh.
All the way through.
Okay. I guess the wrong thing. My bad.
I can wait till you're done on Tinder.
I forgot I did my bio today. I just want to make sure.
You want to change it? You want me to write it?
No, I'm good. I've worked hard on it.
Okay.
I'm trying to meet some ladies.
Can I read it? Can we read it for the podcast?
No.
Why not?
It's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
I'll read it.
Okay. That's what I wanted originally.
I'm in this group who kind of Chad, comma, 24.
It's a great show.
Likes cooking, the outdoors, good beer, and bourbon. Proved that tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
Also enjoys punching Nazis and intersectional feminism.
Hey.
Dislikes bad stuff. I wear a lot of hats. I write a lot of jokes on Twitter and do some fun vids on Snapchat at Chad Hoy. Is it that bad?
No, that's awesome. Let me role play a girl.
Okay.
Ready? I'm on my phone right now.
I'm hoping intersectional feminism gets me some puss. You know,
intersectional feminism.
I'm just kidding. I genuinely
I almost didn't
like
hear that.
Intersectional feminism. And and support it, but I'm saying, but I was joking. I'm sorry. That's not a good joke. Okay.
Here's me. Let's say my name is Cindy.
Okay.
So I'm getting on Tinder. 90? I'm getting on Tinder.
90 years old, Cindy.
Let's say my name is Maud.
Barbara.
Gertrude. God damn. Barb. Wait, did you just say Barbara?
I just said Barbara.
I'm so tired.
Claudia.
Claudia. Yes. Blanche. B. Arthur.
No, neither of those.
Petrucia.
Her name's Arthur?
Petrucia Blanc.
Can you pick a Sarah?
No, we have a listener named
Rachel.
Sarah. Rachel's cool. My name's Rachel.
Thank you.
I'm the current Bachelorette.
A somewhat to that. You watch Bachelorette too?
Hell yeah.
Nice. I love Bachelorette. Do you listen to Rose Buddies?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. You listen to Rose Buddies?
That's the McElroys.
What?
That's my brother and me. Same Griffin. My brother and me.
I had no idea.
Really?
How'd I miss that?
I don't know.
That's funny.
He just talked about my brother in the last episode of Rose Buddies.
I haven't listened to the last episode.
Oh, okay.
Well, I haven't watched the first episode of this season yet. But I'm waiting. So I'm Rachel.
You really need to listen to my brother.
I saw Taylor Nolan at Hangout from Nick's season.
That's how you knew that?
Yeah.
I wondered how you knew. Okay. We've both watched The Bachelor and have never talked about it.
We've never talked about
this. We've never talked about The Bachelor.
Guys, the Dadbot cast has just turned into the Batch Dot. There's no good name for it.
Batch Podcast.
Batch Podcast.
That's bad. No, we don't have Batch Pods, believe me.
We're going to steal your batch.
I'd steal your batch.
Batch of chili and eat it all in one sitting.
You're damn right.
Damn right. Okay, so I'm Rachel. Here we go. I'm just sitting at home. I'm bored. I'm going to get on Tinder in the greater Indianapolis area. left. I'm not even reading profiles right now, but left. Oh, boy.
This guy's kind of handsome.
Granted, his name is Chad. I need to read the bio to further to confirm that he's a fuckboy or to deny that he's a fuckboy.
Fuck you, dude.
So I click on your beautiful, handsome baby boy face. Looking like Zac Efron, motherfucker.
I think I do look like him a little bit.
Now read your profile out loud, and I'll pretend that it's my inner dialogue.
Okay.
Or monologue.
You want me to read it?
I want you to read it.
I just read it.
Read it again.
Okay. Likes. Cooking. The outdoors. Good beer and bourbon.
All right, stop. This boy cooks. I bet this boy makes things in his house and goes, expletive, that's delicious. Also, he drinks. He knows how to have a good time. That could be a thing we could do. We could meet at a bar. Get to know that he's able to. Because most girls that are interested in my friend Cameron are 19.
True.
Continue.
Also enjoys punching Nazis and intersectional feminism.
Oh, shit.
Are you wet?
I'm a little wet.
Good, that's good.
You woke as fuck, boy.
I am.
You woke.
Here's the thing. Truly, I believe, number one,
Fuck
Nazis.
Right, absolutely.
Like neo-Nazis.
I mean,
they're still Nazis, but they're now it's...
They're
this age's Nazis.
Neo-Nazis are this...
So we call them neo-Nazis to kind of put a different label, but they're still fucking just Nazis. They're white supremacists.
It's like the First Order in comparison to the Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Boom. No, right. and then intersectional feminism.
So woke.
Which, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
It just means women are equal, man.
Right.
Of any race.
Yeah.
Or ethnicity.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it means.
That's woke.
Well, it is, but I put it in there because that's
what. No, I'm Rachel.
I want someone who's on the same level.
Right. You're woke.
I don't want a girl that's like, I love Trump. I'm a girl who dips. Ting. Like, I don't need all that. I would hate that.
Because that'd be like putting on a wig and jerking yourself off. I'm just kidding. I only meant the dip part.
Dude, I don't dip.
Mudge.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. I'm a little... The faucet's turned on slightly.
Oh my god.
Not enough to wet my toothbrush fully to put the toothpaste on. You know what I'm saying? I might edit that out. I am so tired.
Dislikes.
Sorry, Mark.
Bad stuff.
He's funny, too.
And then I said, I wear a lot of hats.
Cool.
I write a lot of jokes on Twitter and do some fun vids on Snapchat. Oh. Colon at Chad Hoy.
I'll have to add him. If we match, I will add his ass.
My top Spotify artist.
Oh, baby. Lay him on me.
The 1975.
Boom.
Unfortunately.
That's not unfortunately.
Death Cab for Cutie. The Front Bottoms. Nirvana.
Wow. Now. Like Rachel didn't know that.
Moose Blood. Nirvana. Ed Sheeran. Blink-182. John Mayer.
Wow. This guy doesn't only listen to Lil Yachty and Tory Lanez.
Kishibashi and Brand New.
I don't even know who those are. I do, personally.
You have Rachel doesn't. Brand New.
Rachel doesn't. Rachel's like...
I love his song.
And we're
actually
sued.
I don't want to listen to this. You know why? Because
it reminds you of
PTG Love the 1975.
Well, I'm Rachel and I'm not polyamorous on Tinder. I am
really
amorous. Thank uniamorous you. Unanimous.
This episode's gonna be so bad.
So bad. Like this is where we jump the shark.
It's going to be so
What's
bad.
What's the name of this episode? What did we say 4 minutes in?
Tripping with my dudes.
Tripping
with my boys.
Tripping with my boys is where we jump the shark.
We need to end.
Are we done?
It's so bad.
I'm having a blast.
Where are you?
Guys, all right. Here, we're gonna leave it up to you, guys. We're going to end right now, but send us hate mail with how much send us hate mail with how bad this episode really was. Because I don't think it was that bad. But prove us wrong. Prove me wrong.
I just felt like we needed it to not be happening anymore. That's just how I felt. I'm sorry if that's a problem.
The best part was China.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, and 7 years ago.
Maybe we should do China at the end. Somehow edit that.
No.
Is that possible?
I mean, kind of, but it doesn't...
Kind of?
I'm leaving that, man. Guys, thanks so much for listening. You can find Chad Hoy on every social media, at Chad Hoy.
C-H-A-D-H-O-Y.
That's right. You can find me at Lavinus Cam or on Twitter at Lavinus Cam 2. Send us hate mail. Tell us what you thought of this episode at hoyweave@gmail.com. Mark, who loves you, we do. Everyone else who clicked on this because it said China Fry in the title, if you're still listening, I'm so sorry. Don't tell my dad. Don't talk about this.
Don't tell my dad. My dad already knows. Don't tell my mom.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows what this is.
We're 24-year-old boys. This is what we do now.
We cuss.
We're just tripping. Leave us alone.
We cuss and we drink heavily.
And we trib.
Okay.
Well, you're drinking heavily. I'm just awake. I'm not awake.
I drank a pint.
You drank half a fifth.
I drank most of a pint. I gave you some pulls.
I had a couple.
That's about the equivalent of like 7 shots, I think.
That's like 7/8 of a... Hey, thanks everybody. We'll see you next week on a more normal episode where Chad and I aren't in the same room. Any fast food you want to recommend to him?
Yeah, so, this week, I went to Hardee's for breakfast again.
I went to Hardee's for breakfast for the first time.
It's so good.
It was really good.
Thank you.
The sandwich was
What'd you get?
Way too big. Chicken, egg, bacon, cheese on a biscuit.
The mozzarella, chicken, bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I get every time.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Let's trip.
We probably should. We probably should be. Should be. Tribby. Nope. Okay. No. So bad. Okay. Thank you for listening. This week, just try a mozzarella chicken bacon breakfast sandwich from Hardee's. Or, actually, let me reel this in. Go to Hardee's for breakfast this week, and get the porkopalypse.
Oh my gosh!
Porkalypse. Get the Porkalypse burrito.
Porkalypse.
The Porkalypse.
It's my favorite
burrito.
Band or porno entry is Porkalypse.
God damn it. Porkalypse. Jesus Christ. Get the Porkalypse either burrito or sandwich. I've had both. The burrito somehow has more calories. Which is alerting. It's a little scary.
Alarming?
Yeah, alarming. I said alerting? I'm fucking hammered.
Oh, okay. My God.
Which is a little... I can't say anything other than alerting. It's a little alerting that that it has more calories in the burrito than the sandwich. Because the sandwich is a biscuit, which is already has like 80 calories alone. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Try the Porkalypse this week. Or try the pork chop and gravy. All things I've tried from Hardee's.
Hey, how about maybe try Hardee's this week?
Try some Hardee's breakfast this week. Make up your own goddamn mind what you want to get. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This guy doesn't meta shit. Let's just talk like we're in the moment. I'm coming tomorrow.
Okay. On Saturday.